COVID-19 has greatly impacted our K-12 education system, from virtual learning, safety precautions, and effects on extracurricular activities. Nothing has been spared. But now, with positive coronavirus cases and quarantines becoming a regular occurrence in schools for kids and staff, Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports that it's having an effect on finding substitutes.
Washakie County School District No. 1 in Worland is having a substitute shortage, but that's nothing new.
It's always an issue. Most of the time we do pretty well. This year the problems have been exacerbated primarily because we're having more staff out for longer periods of time due to quarantines.
That's Jack Stott, the district's business manager, and he says no role is spared.
We're scrambling for every category of employee.
While he says no schools in Washakie 1 have had to close this year because of COVID-19 outbreaks, he says that a lot of staff, like teachers, bus drivers, and cooks, are having to take time away from work because of positive COVID-19 cases or quarantines. As of December 8th, 15 school district staff were out. It's a problem a lot of districts of different sizes across the state are facing. Brendan O'Connor is the assistant director of the Wyoming Professional Teaching Standards Board. They're the organization that grants the permits that substitutes need to work in schools. He says the board started hearing from districts in September about a shortage.
Traditionally, a lot of the substitute pool in districts comes from retired teachers. And so, since those are a population that are potentially at risk for coronavirus, they didn't want to continue working as a substitute and face potential exposure in the schools.
O'Connor says there's two paths to getting approved to substitute teach. One is having at least 60 college credit hours, or an associate's degree or higher, an application, and a background check. That takes a couple of weeks to process. O'Connor says the second option, which is referred to as the alternate path, doesn't require college credit hours.
They have at least a high school diploma or GED. The district then sets up some training, which includes 24 hours total of training that includes like classroom management, using lesson plans, student behavior, age level communication skills, instructional technology, and professional behaviors and dispositions.
For this path, the applicant also has to complete 30 observational hours and maybe other training depending on the district. Jack Stott with Washakie 1 says they've been using the alternate path more and have offered to pay for some current staff to get training.
We've put in a few little incentives to help out our paraeducators to qualify as substitute teachers so that when teachers are gone, we have a few more paras that can fill in for them.
O'Connor from the Professional Teaching Standards Board says they're seeing a huge increase in the people interested in being a substitute, but they still need more. Recently, Governor Mark Gordon and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jillian Balow put out a call for any college students who qualify to start subbing if they have the time, especially while on break from school. Macy Seidel has just finished up her student teaching in November, and now she's substitute teaching in Sheridan.
I think it would just be super fitting to kind of give back to that school community and fill the holes where teachers need breaks and they need to be covered. And so I thought that'd just be the perfect opportunity for me to do so, because that way I can allow students to remain in school, whereas if there was a shortage of subs, they may need to return to virtual or distance learning.
Seidel says that while she's looking for a full-time teaching position in the district, substitute teaching is giving her the opportunity to learn more about the job she hopes to have and to feel more prepared going in, especially working at different grade levels.
Some of the veteran teachers that I was able to talk to, everyone is overwhelmed this year, but they especially were like, whoa, this is completely new. And I kind of was able to be like, well, literally everything is completely new to me, so what's one more thing learning virtually?
The Teaching Standards Board is also working on plans with the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services to come up with options for government employees who have furlough days. Balow says it's something she's encouraging her staff to do at the state's Department of Education. She says that the department's chief of staff and the deputy state auditor have started substitute teaching while on furlough.
And what a great way to get local and really high quality expertise that may not be educators, but they have some high quality experiences to share with kids throughout the school day.
Washakie 1's Stott says no matter what, they're trying their best to keep kids in schools with this added pandemic challenge.
Our motto is all hands on deck, you know. the superintendent or myself or the curriculum manager needs to go cover a classroom, we'll go cover a classroom.
And Balow says with the holiday break schools are approaching, she's confident they're prepared to handle it with all the things they've learned since returning in the fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.